You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
The following message was presented by Dr. Dale Meyer on the Lutheran Hour. It's titled, The Return. And now here is Dr. Meyer.
The Bible tells us that the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. In these next days, many people are going to return Christmas presents to the store. Are you going to return the gifts that God has given to you? Oh, God has given you gifts. Gifts far greater than any presents you received yesterday. St. Paul lists some of God's gifts in Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23, when he says that the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Think about these gifts. Why would you want to return them? The gift of love. God's gift of love makes you willing to put aside your own interests for the sake of someone else. That's the kind of love Jesus brought you. He said, "No one has greater love than this, that a person lay down his life for his friends." He demonstrated that love when he died on Calvary's cross for the forgiveness of every one of your sins. When you believe Christ's word that you are forgiven, he gives you the tremendous capacity to love others. Would you want to return that gift of love? Would you want to continue in guilt over your sins and in bitterness and hatred toward others? Would you return the gift of love? God has given the gift of joy. Joy to the world. The Lord is come. If the world has reason to rejoice, shouldn't you in your life? Events aren't always joyous, I know that. But the Christ child who grew up and died on Calvary's cross is not dead today. He's alive. He rose on Easter morning, and he promises a wonderful life in heaven to all who trust him. Do you think that God is a liar? Could a perfect God not keep a promise? Events in this world aren't always joyous, but you can have joy as you face the world. You're going to heaven. Now, do you want to return that gift of joy and live an unhappy life? God has given the gift of peace. Colossians 3:15 says, "Let the peace of Christ, to which you were called as one body, rule in your hearts." Don't you want that peace? I can't imagine that you enjoy fear and anxiety. Author Norman Mailer says that our society suffers with a huge, free-floating anxiety. He says we really don't know what we believe anymore. We're nervous about everything. You don't want to be fearful, do you? Would you really return God's gift of peace? And the list of God's gifts continues. I don't have time to comment on them all. Listen again to St. Paul's list. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace. I've just commented on those. But the list continues. Patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. All these fantastic gifts from God. Now that December 25th has passed, would you return these gifts? I hope not. These gifts are far greater than anything under your Christmas tree. They're for your heart and life. These are gifts that won't wear out with use, but instead they'll grow stronger with time. God's gifts will not depreciate in the eyes of others, but will appreciate as your friends and family see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. These are needed and welcome gifts. Maybe today or tomorrow you're going to go to the store and return that ugly shirt or the coffee maker you don't need. But these gifts of God are needed in your daily life, and so they should be kept and used. Love, joy, peace, and all the other gifts flow from faith in the Word of Christ. It was that Word of Christ that made the shepherds happy people. The angel came to them and gave them the Word of Salvation. A word of help that is never failing and never ending. Stop being afraid, the angel said to them, for look, I have good news for you. A great joy will come to all the people, because the Savior, who is Christ the Lord, was born for you today in David's town. And this is how you will know him. You will find an infant wrapped in baby clothes and lying in a manger. The shepherds immediately grabbed onto that word of the Savior, and they said to one another, the Lord has told us what has happened. Let's go to Bethlehem and see it. Then they came in a hurry and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in the manger. It was that word about the Christ child that made them so happy and eager to go into Bethlehem. It wasn't the angel. It must have been an amazing thing to see the angels, but that wasn't what made the shepherds so eager to go into town and see what had happened. If the sight of the angels had been the cause of their joy, they probably would have stayed put and begun collecting money to build a shrine. No, it wasn't the angels who appeared and then just as quickly disappeared who made the shepherds so happy. It wasn't even the sight of the baby in the manger that made the shepherds so happy. They had seen babies before, and by outward appearances, this was just another baby. It wasn't the sight of the baby, but the word of this baby that changed the shepherds. It was the word that this child is the long-awaited Savior, the promised Messiah. That word made the sight of the baby so special. That word was the reason the angels appeared. It was the word and not the sights that penetrated into the hearts of these poor, humble shepherds and changed their lives. The shepherds received that word with faith. Their hearts grabbed onto that word, for they knew they needed God's salvation, the never-failing, never-ending help that we all need. That's the way it should be. The word of Christ had to be received with faith. Otherwise, it would not have helped the shepherds. The shepherds did believe, and because they believed the word, they demonstrated many of the gifts of God. They demonstrated love, joy, and peace, just as you and I should as we return to our normal routines of life after the holidays. The shepherds are examples to you and to me of divine love. They teach us that it's a gift from God to put your own interests aside, to follow Christ, and to serve others. The shepherds forgot their own interests, staying in the fields, doing their work, looking after their own lives, and the like, and instead they went to see Christ. When they had seen Christ, they told others about what God had done. Do you believe the word of Christ that says you have a never-ending, never-failing helper in your Savior? God is love. That's why Christ was born, died, and rose again. Believe it! And then practice the gift of love. Resolve to put your own interests aside, grow in faith toward God, and be of more help to other people. The shepherds also are examples to you and me of joy. In the word of Christ, God gave them joy. A great joy will come to all the people, the angel had said. The shepherds knew the joy, for they glorified and praised God. Do you believe the word of Christ when he forgives your sins? Do you believe his promises of a wonderful life awaiting you in heaven? Then you have the divine gift of joy, even in the sad times of your life. 1 Peter chapter 1 says, through faith you are protected by God's power until you come to the salvation that is ready to be revealed at the end of time. This brings you great joy, even though now, for a little while, you may have to suffer various trials. So, don't you return God's great gift of joy. The shepherds also are examples to you and me of peace. When the sight of the angel put fear into their hearts, they were given a special word of peace. Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings. That gift of peace is yours too, when you trust the one who says, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give it to you as the world gives it. Do not let your heart be troubled or afraid. Tell me, would you really want to exchange that gift of peace for all the fears and anxieties of life apart from Christ? Do you really want to be nervous about everything? I don't think you do. I can't imagine that you'd want to return any of the gifts of God. In addition to love, joy, and peace, faith in the Word of Christ brings you patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. These gifts are the fruit of the Spirit that I quoted earlier from Galatians chapter 5. Return these gifts? No. Instead, you'll want to get deeper and deeper into the Word of Christ, and by the power of His Spirit, you'll return to your normal routine of life just like the shepherds did, glorifying and praising God for all the things you've heard and seen. Now, don't get the idea that the shepherds never had any more problems in life. I'm sure they did. They went back to the same old place. The fields hadn't changed. Their job description hadn't changed. They were still lowly shepherds. The working conditions were just as crummy after the birth of Christ as before. The wild animals were still lurking out there, waiting for a chance to attack the sheep. Who knows, when the shepherds had left their watch to go into town, maybe some sheep were killed. And that would not have made the owner very happy. The world around them hadn't changed at all. But they had been changed by the Word. Instead of refusing to believe that Word and returning God's gifts, they returned to their life as changed people. The same can be true for you. When the holidays are over and you return to your normal routine of life, the world will not have changed. The problems are still out there. The troublesome people are still around. You may not be appreciated by some folks. Perhaps you're even despised. No, in this new week and new year, the world will be the same old troublesome place, but you will have been changed. The Word of the Savior, the Word of forgiveness, the Word of life has penetrated your heart and enables you to glorify and praise God. A listener from the suburbs of Chicago tells this story about his 95-year-old mother. He writes, "My 95-year-old mother, who is still very healthy for that age, for which we thank God, decided about a year ago that she needed a new watch. My sister accompanied her to the store, and my mother advised the clerk as follows, 'I'm just about 95, and my fingers are kind of stiff, so I want a watch with a big stem that is easy to wind.' The clerk pulled out a quartz crystal watch and said, 'Here's one you never have to wind. It has a battery that's good for 5 years. To which my mother replied, "I don't want to have to fool around changing batteries every 5 years. Give me one that winds." The listener assures me that this is a true story that says something about having a positive outlook on life. Love, joy, peace, and all the other gifts of God, these can come to you when you put your faith in the Word of Christ. As the holidays pass and you return to your normal routine, you can do so with a positive outlook on life, glorifying and praising God for all that you have heard and seen. Amen.
We hope you've enjoyed this message brought to you by Lutheran Hour Ministries.